Let me just tell you that it's not super easy to come up here and minister in front of people. You or anybody. Because sometimes you don't smile, you don't blink, you don't even look like you're alive. So the person that's up here, that's why God says in his word, don't look at their faces. We ministered for 20 years as a family in worship. And I cannot tell you, I have developed one thing. Keep my eyes closed. I would worship the Lord with my eyes closed. I would sing with my eyes closed because people will fizzle you out. So let me just tell you, it's not real easy to do what they're doing, but they did well. So you young people, kudos. It was good. Now, I know I haven't been here in a while, but who here has heard me preach before? Okay, good. Okay, so you're probably wondering, boy, she put on a lot of weight. Okay, let me just tell you, I had foot surgery back in November of last year. So I was on my back for 3 months. So I had bones broken in my foot. They just had to reconstruct my foot. And it took a toll. My legs, I lost strength in my legs. I spend almost every day, I am in pain, 24 hours a day. My legs, I still don't know how to rebuild the strength. But one thing is, while we were singing in worship, when Pastor got up here and he said, I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame. When we got to the point, I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain. I went down and I touched my knees. I said, Lord, I'm trading it in. And I'm moving and I'm moving. I'm trading it in the name of Jesus. So that's one of the reasons why I gained a little weight and I'm in pants and I'm a little slower and I don't walk as nice as I used to. But ignore all that. Because we came here to hear the word of God. And I just want to say, I don't have my phone. I took pictures with my husband's phone. Could I have your phone by any chance? Because I took a couple of pictures of the worship of some the songs up there. And I want you to, thank you. I want you to know what you're singing and how God ordains and orchestrates everything in our lives. He knows what's going on, whether it be good, whether it be bad. I want you to know what you're singing here. We're alive. Okay, we sang a couple of things. Nothing can separate, even if I ran away, your love never fails. Your love never fails. The other thing, your name is light that the shadows can't deny. Think about what we're singing. We come to church and we sing these songs, but God ordains everything. Those young people had no idea what I'm going to be preaching here this morning. And every song that we sang here this morning had to do with this message. Your name is a light that the shadows can't deny. We sang it. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Think about it. We don't just come here for song service. We don't come here just because, oh, it's a certain time of the service and now it's time for us to sing. No, we come here to worship our God. And when those songs, we start singing those songs, there's a reason for them. And I have to believe that God, many times, if the person is listening, lays the songs on the hearts of the worship leaders. Because only God, not even my husband, only God knew what I was going to be bringing here today, what the Lord laid upon my heart days ago. And yet we sang about what we're going to be preaching. So there's no coincidence you're here this morning, and God has something great for every single one of us. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, with everything inside of us, Father God, for your presence. Lord, for allowing us to be here this morning, every single one of us. We're in your house. We're in a country that's free. can worship your name, Lord. And we praise you for that. Lord, we rebuke and we bind up every spirit of darkness that should try to hinder anyone from hearing the truth of your word today. Lord, we ask that you have your way, Father God. Let your Holy Spirit do a work inside of us that it would glorify, bring glory, and bring honor to you, Father. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. We're doing something today we really have not done before. We are live streaming, and we're hoping, we have a new apparatus, and we're hoping that it's working, and we're learning. And I don't want you looking at him or that, because then I'll throw it in the garbage. Because you're supposed to be hearing the word, okay? So we're going to turn to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. He is an awesome God. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Amen. And if you stick with the Lord, it will be. It will be. It will not only be happy, well, it might not be happy all the time, but it'll be joyful. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Happiness is temporal. It comes and goes with the people or the thing that brings the happiness for the moment. But the joy of the Lord is our strength. So John chapter 1, starting with the first verse, it says this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light. Remember what we sang? Sometimes we read the word and we don't realize there's so much more to be illuminated. The light of men. I'm going to read that again, verse 4. 1 John chapter 1, verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light, did we not sing about this? The light shines in the darkness. That's God's word. Who picked those songs this morning? Look at that. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. The New Living Translation, I believe, says that it can never extinguish it. God is amazing. Let's turn over to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God always was, and he always will be. For those that are questioning if there is a God, this is God's word. God inspired men of God to write this word. He inspired them like he inspires preachers to preach the gospel. Now you might say, how do I know that that's true? It's just a book. It is the only book that has been written thousands of years ago, and the things that were written in it back then were living right now. Prophecies that have been given, we are now seeing fulfilled. And we have through the years. There is no other book like that, so it truly is the word of God. So where did God come from? When we get to heaven, we could ask. All I know is he always was. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Now I'm going to breeze through this real fast, so you're not going to be able to read it, but I'm going to say it real quickly. Verse 6, God said. Verse 9, God said. Verse 11, God said. Verse 14, God said. Verse 20, God said. Verse 24, God said. Verse 26, God said. 28, God said. 29, God said. 30 times. 30 times in one chapter, God spoke. God said, he is the light of the world. He is the light of the world. The word is life. Why? Because it's God's word. He speaks life. There was darkness. God separated the darkness and made light and day. There's power in the word of God. Verse in John, where we are, goes to verse 14. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. What does this mean? That's the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the beginning, God always was. He always was. But it wasn't good enough for him to just be here, but he wanted to communicate with us. So he gave us his word. He gave us his word. And yet still, that wasn't enough. In verse 14 it said, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us, which means to live with us, to pitch our his tent. God wanted to live with us. He wanted to be with us. So that's why he sent Jesus. He walked this earth. He felt what we feel. He's gone through what we have gone through. He knows. He feels the feelings of our infirmities. He understands it all. He is the light of this world. When we surrender our life over to Jesus Christ, he now lives inside of us, no? If we have surrendered our life to Jesus Christ, his light shines within us, and that's why the world sees us different. Make sense? Well, let me tell you, in 1 Peter it says, but ye are a chosen generation, a peculiar people, a holy nation, that you should show forth the praises of him who has, what? Somebody said it. Called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We are called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Let me just explain something to you. If God is light, he always was. Who can take authority over something or someone that always was? He is the light of this world. And because he lives in us, we are the light in this dark world. Every single one of us, if we have surrendered our life over to Jesus, then we are the light of the world. Because he lives within us and he is the light. So when you're in a dark place, what happens? You give up? She said it when we were singing Oceans. You may be in a dark place, she said. Maybe you're in a dark place. How do we get into a dark place? Do we feel our light is shining big and bright today? Let me tell you how the enemy tries to snuff out our light. He'll do everything that he can to snuff out our light. Maybe through distractions. Now listen real close. Because if you listen real close, we're all going to see how the enemy works in every single one of our lives. He comes against not one or two, all of us, in subtle ways that we don't realize. What would snuff out the light? Distractions. What would be a distraction? Money? TV? Cell phone? Netflix? Work? Or maybe really even just the responsibilities of life that take us away from the Word of God. Discouragement. The enemy will use discouragement. Maybe we got a bad report. Maybe we are sitting here with a broken heart. How could this have happened to me? A broken dream? A broken dream? I thought years ago I was going to be in a different place than I am today. But I'm not. So we tend to look back at all of our mistakes and all of the things that we did wrong, and the enemy distracts us by looking back, and now we're discouraged. Now we're discouraged. What about disappointments? We get disappointed by people, by colleagues. My greatest hurts, my greatest disappointments are from my own brethren, my own colleagues. Disappointed in marriage, children. I mean, I want to know who's got perfect ones. Who's got the perfect marriage? If you raise your hand, I'm going to slap you. It's not there. You lie, you fry, and you're in the house of God, so you're in big trouble. Maybe your best friend has disappointed you. Maybe you're disappointed in yourself. Maybe you're just plain disappointed in yourself. But what did the light, the word say? The light shines where? In darkness. And the darkness can never extinguish it. In verse 1, it said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines where? In darkness. And the darkness did not comprehend it. In other words, the darkness, the light is illuminated, and dark cannot extinguish the light. Are you getting this? So who lives inside of us when we surrender our life to Christ? Does darkness live inside? Or does light live inside? Light lives inside. I want to tell you what happened a couple of days ago. I have these little battery-operated candles. And I keep one on my table in this little thing, and it sparkles around it. And it lasts about a week. And I like to keep it on without shutting it off, because when it's really dark at night, I like to see the little light flickering. It's safe. It's not a real fire. But the other day, I saw it on the table and I went to throw it in the garbage. When I put it in the garbage, it was lit up again. So I took it out of the garbage and I put it back in the little thing. And it was off. And I took it and I put it back in the garbage and it lit up again. The thing of it is, it was always lit. It was always, here baby, come here, I have something for you. Come here, I give you something, okay, take your attention. It doesn't burn. You want to give this to the baby? Come here, mama. Look. Look. My grandson used to love that. It was always lit. But in the light, it appeared that it was off. It was not lit, that it was distinguished. But once it was in the darkness, the light was illuminated. So why do we need light in the light? You don't need light right now. I don't need this right now. And you could hardly even see it because there's already light. But if I take this into the closet, it's going to be bright. We don't need light in the light. We need light in the darkness. Yep, you're right. Amen. Say amen. You got it. He's learning already. Light does not look like it shines in the light because it shines the brightest in the darkness. So when we go through things in our life and we feel like we don't have a light anymore, that's why the Lord will allow us to go into the darkness. Now, what does that mean? Go into the world? That is not what I'm talking about. That is not what I'm talking about. The enemy brings us into dark places, disappointments, distractions, discouragement. Did we not say that? In those times of disappointment, distractions, and discouragement, no matter what it may be, it doesn't feel like we're shining too bright. But I want to ask you a question. How can we snuff out something that's unsnuffable? I don't even know if that's a word, but I just made it. Cole Webster. How do we snuff out a light? How do we extinguish something that's inextinguishable? How do we do that? In the beginning, God, He always was there. He always was. So when we accept Jesus, where is He? When does He leave? You know, the Word of God says, hide the Word in thy heart, that you might not sin against thee. We may think we're getting nothing out of reading God's Word daily. We may think we're getting nothing out of coming to church. Sometimes it's not as exciting, exuberating as other times. And we may think we're getting nothing. But the Word of God is getting inside. And when we're in the dark place, when we're in the dark place, what happens is, now we're really illuminated. The darkness is seen. The light is seen in the darkness. Now, you know what? The sad part of it is, you really can't see how bright this is right now. This is the brightest flashlight. I collect flashlights. I know that's crazy. Thank you, brother. You're the only one I know. I would be so happy if every occasion somebody gave me another flashlight. And I have been places where, I have been on retreats, we're walking through the woods and everybody, we don't know, this was before the cell phone had a flashlight on it. And who comes out with the flashlight? I have a flashlight. I have little flashlights. I have little flashlights, I have medium flashlights, and I have big flashlights. And no matter how big the flashlight is, this is still the brightest one there is. And the thing of it is, you can't really see how bright it is in the light. But if we go into a dark room, this will illuminate the entire room. This will illuminate the entire room. So what is this saying? When you're in it, when you may be walking with the Lord daily, and you may feel like, I'm nowhere. I'm going through a rough time. Where's my faith? I'm fearful. What if the report comes back different than I expected it? The enemy is trying to snuff out your light, and you feel like, I can't be used in the church. I can't witness to somebody because I need help. We feel like our light has been snuffed out, but how do you snuff out something that's unsnuffable? The Lord is with us. He says he would never leave us and he would never forsake us. What happens is there are times that we will stay away from him and our battery may go low. Our battery may go low, but even in our lowest time, when we turn to Christ and we cry out to him and we seek him, all of a sudden a light comes. Is that not true? All of a sudden I'm in a hopeless situation and I cry out to God. Nobody understands what I'm going through. I'm on my face before God. Lord, nobody understands what I'm going through right now and the pain that I'm feeling. And I don't even know if what I'm hearing in church is the truth. The doubt comes in, and every feeling of negativity comes in, and fear, maybe even condemnation, maybe guilt. And the devil wants to tell you that your light snuffed out. You're not a Christian. You're not a Christian, because if you were a Christian, you wouldn't have done that. If you're not a Christian, you wouldn't have said that. I want to know if there's one perfect Christian here. There's another slap moment. Because there isn't. That's why we have an advocate with the Father seated at the right hand. Jesus, seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us. Because he knows we're not perfect and that we need him. So I want to ask you something. Have you felt like your light has been snuffed out? This is a new year. The Lord took us through a year, and this is a new year. We don't want to take in the same garbage as last year. Are you feeling like it hurts? I'm so disappointed. Why do people do this to me? If Jesus is your Lord and Savior, that light doesn't go out. In the beginning, God, he was the light of the world. He spoke 30 times in one chapter and created everything. There's power in the light. There is power in the light. And the thing of it is, it shines dark, brighter in the darkness. So this is what I want to say. The enemy will have you think that he has left you. And to be honest with you, I think we give just entirely too much credit to the enemy. Entirely, because it's not always the enemy. I wrote something here on my notes and I want to read it. And I put it in red and I said, in my opinion. So this is not the book here. This is the book of Jeanne de Benedetto. In my opinion, I think that sometimes we get so comfortable or complacent as a Christian, or maybe we think that we can handle it on our own. We put our God in a box until we really need him. When do we really need him? Bad report from the doctor. Lost our job in an accident, in impossible situations. Then we're open to let him out of the box. He may allow us to go through a dark spell so that we call upon him, and before we know it, our light is shining bright again. That's my opinion. That's my opinion. Remember the little testimony of the candle. When did I see that it was still illuminated? In the garbage. You're paying attention. In the garbage. I saw that it was illuminated in the garbage. Do you feel like you've been tossed in the garbage? Let that sink in for a second, what I just said. Do you feel discarded? Or in a dark place? You feel like your light has fizzled out? Or you're just plain tired? It doesn't feel like your light's shining. Let's not be religious, because I don't believe the Lord would have given me the message if it wasn't for us. And every preacher, well, I can't speak for everyone, but I know a lot of preachers that will look for a confirmation that they heard from the Lord for the service, for the people, for the church, and not just for them, and every song that you sang this morning. We talked about the light in the darkness. You're singing this in your church, that Jesus is the light in the darkness. Let me get those words up again. Jesus is the light in the darkness. We're singing it. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Did we not sing this here this morning? Your name is a light that the shadows can't deny. Did we not sing that? You didn't know. The worship team didn't know what I would be preaching here this morning. So let's not sit here pious, religious, prideful. It's not for me. Oh, yes, it is. It was for me. Before I can bring it here to you, it was for me. If you're on Facebook, which you will be after this is live now, because you're going to go and comment, right? Yes. Then you'll read something on Facebook on my public figure page about what I've been going through for 2 years. I think the enemy tried to rob my life. In 2 years, I think he tried to rob my life, and I put all ministry on hold. I run deeper conferences for women. We had one here a number of years ago. I put it on hold. Go Ye Ministries, evangelistic, I put that on hold. Haven't ministered nearly as much as I've been in the past 34 years. Because the enemy, I believe, has tried to annihilate me. Was it physically? No. It was here. It was here. To break my heart. To lose my faith in my God. say, God, where were you when I needed you? Why did you allow this to happen? This wasn't supposed to happen. Your word says this, 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 and this, and it's not what I'm seeing. Why did this happen? Let me tell you why the light didn't go out. Because I put my nose morning, noon, and night in this. My battery may have been low, but it was recharged in God's word. He can tell you because we live together. We're married almost 44 years. Still not perfect, but he can tell you. I am in that morning, noon, and night because it was my lifeline. It's what was keeping me. What I was holding on to, like the woman with the issue of blood that just touched the hem of his garment. I was holding on to that word as if it was the hem of his garment. And it wasn't long ago I said to my husband, I'm back. Watch out, Satan, because I'm back. And I'm back with a vengeance. So get out of my way. You don't understand the authority that God has given you and I in his word. Spiritual gifts. We should be laying hands on the sick and they should be healed. We should be able to prophesy, thus saith the Lord, not what you think or what you feel, because what you think and what you feel doesn't align up with God's word. We should be walking in anointing, because we are the light in this dark world. And the enemy wants you to think that the light has been snuffed out, but how do you snuff out a light that can't go out? How do you snuff out a light that can't go out? How do you do it? One answer. Somebody have one answer. How do you shut off a light that can't be shut off? The word was can't. You can't. You see, because God's ways are not our ways. He's not a mortal being. He's supernatural. You can't shut him off. You can shut him out and your batteries will go low. But once you're thrown in the garbage, once you've gone to your lowest and you're thrown into the garbage, all of a sudden you're going to see a little flicker. A little flicker. And you might come to church on Sunday morning because you got a little flicker in there, a little spark. But then you don't feel like the light's flickering anymore. You don't feel like it's shining anymore. You don't feel like you belong here anymore. You want to be thrown back in the garbage again? I don't want to go back in the garbage again. I'm going to take God's word as God's word. So what does this have to do with us here this morning? Do you feel discarded? Are you in a dark place? Are you in a dark place? Has your light gone out? Fizzled? Well, let me just say something. If you said yes to that, it's another slap moment. Because has your light gone out? Can your light go out? It can get, thank you, my sister, it can go dim. But who is the, you're not the light. I'm not the light. He's the light. He shines through us. He doesn't go out. He doesn't go out. So has your light gone out? The devil will tell you, yes, it has. But I'm here to tell you, no, it has not. Because your light is not in it. Your light is a he. And he spoke in Genesis in one chapter 30 times and spoke things into existence. And the Bible says in the book of Romans that we serve a God that can call things as though they were, even though they're not. That God can speak life into your situation. He can speak light in the darkness. He can speak water in a dry place. Because he's done it already. He's God. So has your light fizzled out? Answer me. Amen. No. It has not fizzled out. The enemy may think you that tell you that he has, but it's not fizzled out. In those 2 years that I've been going through, horrible pain. Terribly broken heart. Crying out to God. And I did ask why. Not that many times, because I knew. Why ask why? Who cares if I know why? I just want an answer to the prayer. I don't care why. But I thought my light was fizzled. It may have been low. Your light may be low. But you're here this morning, and you're having it recharged just by being here. You're having it recharged by worshiping the Lord. You're having it recharged by getting in God's word. It'll never go out. It may go dim, and the Lord may allow you to be in a dark place to show you he's still lit. He's still there. That light is still there. Don't let the enemy toss you or discard you in the garbage. Don't let him discard you. But if you have been discarded and you find yourself in the garbage, I want you to stop and look real clear right now. What do you see? Don't look at the trash around. You see the light? The light's illuminated. You may not see it as bright because light doesn't need light. That's why we have missionaries. For those that are in darkness, they're sent to bring them out of the darkness. To introduce them to Jesus, to the light of the world. That's why we have ministers of the gospel, to introduce people to the light of the world. You're not discarded. You're not forgotten. Your light's not out. It may feel like it is. You may be sitting here this morning and you feel like you're in the garbage pail. Our garbage has a lid on it. You step on it, it opens up. When you let go, it closes. And when it closes, it gets darker. And the darker it gets in that garbage, the brighter the light shines. Who would have thought that you would have got a message out of the garbage? Truth be told, without the Lord, that's what we all are. But with him, we're somebody. We're princes and princesses. We're the daughter and the son of a king. We're somebody. So where are you at this morning? Where are you at this morning? Let's bow our heads. Let's pray. Lord God. Lord, we praise you and we thank you, Lord God, because you have given us a hope here this morning. We have entered into a new year because of your grace, because of your mercy. We have entered into a new year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, we don't want to come into this year with the baggage that we had from last year. We want to come into this new year illuminated. Illuminated. The only way to be illuminated is to know Jesus. To know Jesus, the light of the world, part of the Trinity, the Messiah. Do you know Jesus? Do you know the light of the world, or are you stuck in a dark place? Because without knowing the light of the world, you're stuck in a dark place.